7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh boy, we know that can't be right, but geez, did I get up a little bit late today? Yeah, I did. But that's neither here nor there. What time is it? What's the actual time? Well, it's 19:30 UTC, duh. And that means that it's time for... Yeah, the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, and hello. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. You might have known that already, but if not, if this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, let me be the first person to welcome you. And how do we welcome people here on Dubious Goals Committee? Well, we start pouring the tea. Ooh, look at that. What are we drinking today? Dahong Pao. We're still drinking that yummy, delicious, the good stuff, the Dahong Pao. Oh. Wow, that's good. Wow, out of all my Dahong Paos, this is clearly the best one. And wow, is it delicious? It's so yummy. It's not even funny. Even my teapot likes it. Listen to these celebratory sounds. Oh, of course, and then it stops. So anyway, what are we doing? What's going on? What's happening today on this lovely Saturday? I just got done watching the end of a game that I should have watched the whole thing of. So now I got to watch all the highlights of that. And I spent last night watching a bunch of cricket highlights because I got behind on watching my Big Bash League, and I had to watch a boat race because I got missed one of my boat races, and I watched that, and that was great. I watched all my cricket, and I got more football to watch. I got more football to watch coming up here in about 37 minutes, they're telling me. I'm pretty excited about that. Pretty excited. Also, being Saturday... Wait, it is Saturday, right? Friday? I don't know what the hell day this is. I was looking out the window. Yes, I only look out my window on certain days. There's been a lot of rabbit traffic in my backyard. With all of the snow, it makes it easier to see all of the bunny tracks. And so all the buns have been hopping around in my backyard. I don't know, this morning, I guess. A little bit of last night. I don't know. Now that I think about it, I did see a rabbit last night. I was taking out my trash at about 7:45. And I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and it was Speed Hoppy Bun, bum 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 bum, flying across my neighbor's driveway. Right, so that was cool. Yay, snow buns! Everybody likes snow buns. I know I do. But one thing I like even more than snow buns is tea, and I have got to get me some more of it. So we'll do a little bit of pour, and now we do a little bit of drink. Oh, yeah. That is the good stuff. Let me tell you. And did I just set my sinuses off? Another thing you need to know is that I am sinus boy today. I don't know what it is. Is there a pressure change? I don't know what's going on, but I got weird, wacky sinus issues today. A little bit weirder than normal. But it's not going to affect me any because I refuse. I refuse to let my nose control my life. I absolutely refuse. I choose brain over nose. My brain will control what I do, not my nose. And speaking of my brain controlling what I do, remember that thing I built yesterday? Remember that wacky circuit that I built yesterday and we kind of tested out a little bit while it was on the breadboard and I said I was going to box it? Oh, you don't remember? Oh, did you accidentally miss yesterday's show? Well, you can catch yesterday's episode from the archive. Just go to anonradio.net/archive and, you can look up the old shows by date. What you're looking for is show 2021-01-01-1930 or something like that. You'll find it. You know how it works. You're not an idiot. You'll be able to do it. Regardless, what you need to know is I did it. I can't believe that the world did not conspire against me. And I managed to actually box up this circuit. And I actually used a box. And I actually used a knob and everything. How did I do this? Because regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I'm always complaining about not having boxes. And not being able to get boxes because Radio Shack has closed. Well, the good news is, I had a box. I had a box that was housing a failed experiment. Some number of years ago, before I even lived in this house, this was at least 15 years ago, I was, well, let's just say I was experimenting with terrestrial voice communications networks, and I was making an experimental, shall we say, interface for this network. And this particular type of interface didn't work. I failed. It was a failure, but I had this box forever. And so yesterday I said, I'm just going to use that box because one, it already has an audio jack on it. Two, it's already got a hole on the other side where I can, put a 9-volt battery clip so it'll hold a battery on the outside. And so I said, yeah. So I took the old parts out. I put the new parts in. And I even put a red knob on it, one of the red knobs that I have, so it matches my other stuff. I bought these knobs a few weeks ago at Hobbytown. Everybody probably remembers that. And so now I've got this beautiful portable thing. It's a lovely box. It's one of my favorite boxes of all times. It's small. It's, 8 centimeters by 4 centimeters by 2 centimeters deep. It's got this huge red cap knob on it and battery strapped to the side. It looks awesome. It's very Tobe style. It's very cool. It's very everything you wish an electronics box could be, and because it looks awesome. It does have that sort of freak aesthetic that everybody just loves. Well, anyway, it was fun to build. I had to get mighty creative because there's no... This is a strange package for this. What do we call it? This photo transistor was. What do we call this thing? The ambient light detector. Yeah. So I couldn't put it in an LED holder. I just had to drill a hole in the box and then sort of mount the the photo transistor in there with hot melt glue, which is sketchy, but it looks good on the outside. It looks a little weird on the inside. So, whatever. So I got this done yesterday. And then I got excited. I thought, oh, I want to use it. What do I want to do? And of course, I thought, yeah, I got to go outside and find some neon signs because that's like the first thing I wanted to try. And regular listeners, or at least listeners of yesterday's episode, will remember that I wanted to go try a very specific neon sign. And so, yeah, That's what we're going to do right now. We are going to go back in time. That's right. Because I actually went out last night and checked some of this stuff out, tried it out, was messing around, driving around in my car with all this gear. It was fun. And I think that we need to listen to what I was doing last night. So, let's tune in the magic time radio. All right. Now let's get the oscillator tuner to the right date. We got to go back to about 7:30 last night. There we go. Tobe. Tobe from last night. Come in, Tobe. Come in, Tobe from last night. Oh, retune it. Tobe from last night. Can you hear me? You're up. Come on. We need to hear from last night, Tobe. Where is he? Where could he be? What the hell's going on? What?
Yes, I can hear you. Are we okay?
You can hear me?
Thanks.
Yeah, go.
Thanks for that lovely introduction, Tobe from the future. This is Tobe from the past, coming to you live. Well, actually not live. I'm recording because it's nighttime where I live, and it's dark and it's cold, and I'm in my car, and I am parked pretty much underneath a neon sign. And if we just move this thing up into the light, we can hear it. Listen to that lovely low hum. This is the Broncos sign. I don't know if the La Casa sign is on. I couldn't see it as I was coming down Leavenworth Street. And so I pulled into here to get this one, because there's a stretch of neon here. We're going to try to get some more. There's an LED sign across the street, but mostly right now we are hearing the Broncos sign. Isn't that lovely? Yes, it is. Let's take that up. I'm going to jump out of the car to take a picture of it, I think. I don't know. Well, maybe. I don't know. What are we doing? Find another sign. Neon! But first, let's get some more of this. I'm a little bit closer to the sign, a little bit underneath it. Whoa, neon sign. All right, let's find another one. Kill this thing. Uh-oh. Oh, boy, have we got a problem. Oh, future Tobe, you are not going to like this. I have bad news. The La Casa sign isn't there anymore. It is gone. It has been removed. It has been removed. And now I'm depressed and sad about it, but I'm thinking, well, maybe they moved it out to the other location. I don't know. But so now, instead of being at La Casa, I'm directly across the street from the Masonic Temple in Benson. And the Masonic Temple has a lovely neon sign. It's got the compass and the square and the G in the middle. And it says Masonic Temple. Let's point the thing at it. Oh. Ooh. What angle does it like? There's a good angle. Om. Om. What else we got? We still got some Christmas lights that are set up here in Benson. I'm trying to point at them. I'm in the parking lot of the dry cleaner with my lightsaber. I hate lightsabers. I hate everything and anything to do with Star Trek. I don't care about Wookiees. I don't care about Boba Fett, Picard. I don't care about Spock. I'm doing real science, listening to cool stuff. Oh, and while I was driving around with this thing on, I noticed that streetlights might have a small sound, the LED ones. Then I ran into something else weird, and I couldn't figure out where it was coming from or what it was. I don't know. Let's see what else we can find. Oh, okay. Maybe we got something right here. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, what was that? I heard a high-pitched whine as well. I've got this thing pointed at the Bartschen Beer Garden. I heard something high-pitched. Where'd it go? Oh, there's something neat. Wait, where'd it go? They go away too fast. Is that the Kramer Funeral Home neon, or is that the Christmas decorations? Unknown. Let's go back to the
Beer Garden.
Yeah. And now I got nothing. Okay. Well, I have no idea what to tell you, Tobe. I need to go out and find some more stuff and make some more field recordings. Am I going to do that now? Perhaps I shall. So I'm going to send it back to the studio and back to future Tobe. This has been past Tobe playing with weird light thingy devices. Okay, bye.
Oh, yeah. Coming back to reality in our regular time. Okay, I'm back. I'm Tobe from the present. I used to be Tobe from the past, and I was Tobe in the future at the same time. Wow, how very typical of me.
And I gotta tell you, I'm greatly disappointed to find that one of my favorite neon signs is gone. But it might not be gone. It might just have been moved. That particular pizzeria has another location, and I'm hoping they moved it out there, because that would be bad to lose that sign. But regardless, what are we doing now? Well, we're going to go mobile in my very own home. I've got the device hooked up, and let's see what we got going on in my house. First, let's test. Is this thing working? Yes, it is. We need some gain. We need a little more gain. Awesome. All right, so now we need to walk around in my house with this wacky thing. And we need to find out what other wacky things in my house are making strange noises. So let's hold it up to this light bulb. That's not making any wacky noises. We gotta leave the room. Let's see what we got going on outside of the studio today. All right, now there's my cat sitting at the top of the steps, and we're walking into the TV room, checking all the lights. Nope, I don't have any fluorescence in here. Here's my TV. Oh, we need more gain. Wait, which way does it go? Goes that way. Maximum gain. It's the in-between game shows. Oh, and here's a green LED on my TV, which might be AC powered. Yeah, you hear that? This is the TV. Now we'll add in the and that's the LED. TV, what else do we have in here? Oh, we got the LED on the battery charger over here. Let's listen to it. What does it have to say? Oh, it's very faint. It just says, hello. It's a very faint sound. And what do we have over here? Oh, it's my cat. Let's hold it up to my cat. Nothing happens, of course. I'm going to turn on the kitty computer with my foot because that's an optical mouse and we need to check it. But first, let's go upstairs. What do we got going on in here? Oh, let's go in the kitchen. Certainly, there must be some wacky modulated light that we can listen to in the kitchen. I'm going to roll the gain back a little bit here. Do I have any compact fluorescent lights in here? No. When did I? Incandescence. Wait, what's this one over here? And an LED. Wait. Give me some gain. There's a compact fluorescent, but it's barely making any sound at all. What else do we got around here? Oh, we got the orange
compact fluorescent right above me. We'll turn it on.
You're a baby!
And we'll throw up the gain. There we get a little hum. That's pretty fun. And let's turn that off. Oh, look, I can see some more bunny tracks outside. And, oops, I dropped a knife. And the knife almost fell on my foot. Don't drop the knife on your foot, Tub. I have done that before. Okay, what do we... Ooh, here we go. Some LEDs. The LED display on my microondas, my microwave. With more gain. Okay. Sounds pretty neat. It's a blue LED 7-segment display. And I've also got one on my stove, on my oven. It's green though.
Oh.
Warm. It's down here. And the microwave's up here. All right. So I've got various lights that are trying to talk to me.
And a kitty who's trying to talk to me, too. Hello, kitties.
You're a baby.
You're a baby Balumpo.
You want to talk on the radio? Pippa's sitting on her bucket, looking out the window, looking at all the snow, looking at all the bunny tracks, saying, oh, I want to go out and chase the bunnies. Well, you can't. There's no bunny chasing today. Because my cat thinks she's a snow leopard. Don't know why my cat thinks she's a snow leopard. She doesn't even know what they are. I'm looking around in my house to see what else we've got. Okay, let's open the refrigerator. Let's put it in here. That light is unmodulated. It's not good. How about this one? Boring. Boring. I want to hear some more wacky light. What other wacky lights do I have? How about this LED? No. I don't know what to do, so I'm heading back downstairs. Oh, look at this. They're showing the highlights of the Brighton versus Wolves game. That was a great game. Okay, is this mouse working? Let's see what this mouse will do. Oh. Now I'm going to click it at the same time. Scroll wheel. Nothing. Wee. It's just very wee wee wee. I wanted to modulate or do something. Well, since we're right here by the TV, we can also do the TV remote controls. Here's the TV remote. Volume. Channel. Sample that. So basically they're all this. And when you hold them down, then you get the rat-a-tat. Then volume is this. All right, let's check the other remote. Sounds slightly different. And somewhere around here, or did I finally throw all those away? At one point in time, I had all of these spare remotes laying around. Well, no, here's one. All these old remotes from old VCRs and stuff. Okay, here's another one. So I got at least two of these. Okay, here's the other one. This is from my old monitor. My old computer monitor. Do these have batteries in them? I don't think they do, because I remember my TV battery, remote batteries went out, and I freaked out and I had to scavenge some. Yeah, this was from, I loved this monitor. Anyway, so I've got all these old remote controls that I could do something with. Maybe I'll make them into bleeper freakers. There's my TV again. And maybe I could build something that would just be, oh, look at all this yummy, fun infrared data that we're having fun with. Isn't that great? Yeah, oh, it's super fun, Tobe. You're the awesomest. Yeah. On some days, going back into the old... what is this? What is this room? I call it the office or the studio. Is this really just the command center of the action base? Probably. I love this. How do I incorporate this into some kind of live act? How do I build this particular device into a Eurorack module that I can sell to Eurorack enthusiasts for hundreds of dollars? That's such a beautiful sound. It really is. I can't get enough of that. But I still haven't figured out what to call it. You gotta call it something. It has to have a nice name if you're gonna sell it. And of course, I'm just calling it one of my detectors. Ever since I was a child, whenever I have built any electronic thing, it's usually to detect something. And so I've built bug detectors. I have built bat detectors. Here's my bat detector right here. This almost does the same thing. That's what I realized last night. This little device is basically like a crystal radio for light. Kind of, but not really. But that's a good way to describe the concept to somebody. So maybe I need to call it the light detector? No, the light music detector? The detection of the detector? We got to take this thing out with the bat detector, and we got to get some detecting going on. You know, who here used to watch Phineas and Ferb? Yeah, that was a brilliant show. Heinz Doofenshmirtz. He liked to build innators, right? I don't build innators, I build detectors. But I could build an innator if I wanted to, don't get me wrong. It's not that I can't, it's just that I don't. I wouldn't want anyone mistaking me for Heinz Doofenshmirtz, but you know, maybe that's what I need. Maybe I need just a big purple t-shirt with a picture of him on the front. Lab coat and everything. I don't wear a lab coat. I wear a trench coat. Well, when I wear a coat. Anyway, now what are we doing? Oh, good Lord, we're about to run out of time. What are we... Now what do we do? Make some stuff up, Tobe. Fill in the space. Don't let it go to dead air. Oh, right. And coming up next, right after the Dubious Goals Committee, in approximately 2 minutes from right now, beep... You'll be able to hear The Sound Show, Genre Mix and Discussion with MJT. And that's always fun, so stay tuned for that. You will laugh. You will cry. It's better than Cats. And I mean Cats the musical, not actual cats. And I guess that kind of depends on how much you like actual cats. But regardless, I have to do some stuff. I got to watch a game on mute while I listen to the sound show, and I gotta maybe build some more electronic stuff, and I need to get some chips, and I need to... What else was I gonna do? Oh, I gotta interface this with that. And should I box the central office? And I don't have a box, but I kind of have a box. I could go out and buy something. I don't know. I never know. It's very dubious. Because this has been the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta go, but stay tuned for MJT.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.